Country music showmanship stretches back to 19th century medicine shows, but one group had an immense influence on the look and the sound of 20th century country music. In this installment of our series, Honky Tonks, Hymns, and Blues, Paul Brown reports that the Maddox Brothers and Rose also had a hand in shaping rock and roll.
When the Maddox Brothers and Rose took the stage at honky tonks up and down the West Coast in the 1940s and 50s, it was party time.
There's a real hot spot on the Waterloo Road. Got a hillbilly band called Maddox and Rose. George's Playhouse, so the story goes, where they play a boogie-woogie that'll wiggle your toes. Pull off the shoes and what a sight when they do the boogie-woogie on a Friday night.
Oh, let's go ahead.
But the party atmosphere concealed a firm resolve, according to the late Rose and Fred Maddox in a 1987 interview for our Hooli Records.
We were strictly business. We was in that place.
This was their job. It still is. We wasn't out for the fun of it.
Yet fun is what they came to be known for. Their manic performances mixed music with sight gags and banter.
You ever see anything like that? No! That's my brother!
Brother Don, who was nicknamed Don Juan, was often at the center of the jokes, says Johnny Whiteside, who wrote a biography of Rose Maddox. For example, when the band was about to sing the Hank Locklin song, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On.
They had all kinds of wild props, Send Me the Pillow You Dream On, and Don Juan would rummage in his trunk and pull out a big old pillow that was, when he pulled it apart, was a series of sets of women's breasts.
Don Maddox is less of a comedian offstage. He says as he looks back, the family band's performances did seem ahead of their times.
When we were on stage, we were really animated, and the other country singers weren't animated. But I notice now that all the country singers are animated on stage.
Considering what they'd been through, it was a miracle that the five Maddox brothers and their sister Rose had any energy at all. They were failed sharecroppers from Alabama. Mother Lula Maddox had long dreamt of a better life in California. In 1933, the family rode the rails to the West, where Rose remembered they found nothing but life in a tent with dawn-to-dusk labor.
We followed the fruit crops mainly, you know.
Peaches, mostly.
And we went clear up into Washington for the apples and things like that, you know, and the hops up in Northern California and on into Oregon, Washington, and clear down into Arizona for the lettuce crops and all such as that.
But Rose also recalled that at night, she and her brothers still managed to entertain the other workers who called themselves fruit tramps.
We'd play and everybody'd get up and dance and have a good time with us, you know.
See, everybody
that
had
was the entertainment that you had in the migrant camps, was us.
I'm going to hold down in my Sunday clothes. Gonna have a big time tonight. Applejack and cider is bound to keep me warm. Gonna have a big time tonight.
One cold, wet morning in 1937, Rose's brother Fred was picking cotton near Fresno, California, when he decided he'd had enough. He recalled thinking, let's go into the music business. He went to a furniture store in Modesto and, with a gift of gab that would become famous and lucrative, worked on the store owner to sponsor a radio show.
Finally, he said, Fred, I'll put you on the radio if you'll do the announcing. I said, I'll do it. And I'd never seen a microphone, didn't know what announcing meant or anything. And then they said, well, you got to have a girl singer. I said, we've got one. Of course, I didn't know we had one, but I didn't want to go back to that cotton field, and I wasn't going back.
So 11-year-old Rose Maddox became the girl singer in the family group that soon had its own 15-minute radio show.
What do you say we get Rose up here, little cowgirl yodeler, and what are you going to do for us today, Rose?
Let me ride my pony down Sunset Trail.
Well, I'll let you if you want to.
Let me ride my pony down the Sunset Trail neath the dear old western sky.
Rose quickly emerged as a gutsy lead singer. She became a trailblazer for other women in country music. Emmylou Harris was inspired to put a little of Rose into her singing.
I do think that all us girl singers out there owe her a debt of gratitude. It's like Lilith Fair. All these girls out there in their own tour buses, and I think about Rose and all the places she played. All the way up till her death, and she gave herself over to to the woman out there singing the song.
When you are sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, baby, and bring along some dough, and we'll go honky-tonkin', 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 honey, baby, we'll go honky-tonkin' around the town.
The Maddox Brothers and Rose also inspired several different generations of musicians, including Emmylou Harris, in another way, the way they dressed. By 1946, they'd added the wildest outfits yet seen in country music, according to Rose Maddox's biographer, Johnny Whiteside.
I mean, they really blew that through the roof. And we're talking about bright purple satin with embroidered coyotes howling silhouetted against a, you know, bright yellow moon. Just incredible stuff. I mean, they really did set that trend.
The Maddoxes toured the post-war dance hall circuit in an impressive fleet of four multicolored Cadillacs. With the look down, they worked on their sound, fusing their Alabama old-time and gospel music with what they heard around them in California. They created hot styles they called Hillbilly Swing and Hillbilly Boogie. Folklorist Charlie Seaman of the Western Folklife Center in Elko, Nevada, says they were in the right place at the right time.
There was a lot of music coming out of Hollywood cowboy stuff. You know, the Sons of the Pioneers, Spade Cooley, Bob Wills was coming out. So there was a hot musical scene developing in Southern California and up through the valley at that point.
With Fred Maddox pounding away on his bass, slapping the strings loudly against the neck, the group had a unique sound, according to Charlie Seaman.
Probably the thing that is most notable was sort of being the leading edge of rockabilly with that slapped bass sound that Fred Maddox had developed. And, you know, a style of music that came to be called Okie Boogie. They took, you know, that boogie sound, just really hard driving beat that was a model for a lot of early rockabilly performers.
The Maddox Brothers and Rose stayed together for almost 20 years. Starting in 1956, Rose Maddox struck out on her own as a country singer with brother Cal backing her up on guitar. But the big dance halls were closing down, and the increasingly slick sounds of Nashville plus the Elvis Presley rock and roll juggernaut made it harder for the rough-hewn family group to get work. The three remaining brothers stayed together only until 1958 as the performance styles and the kinds of music they pioneered slipped from popularity. Still, Emmylou Harris says they should be remembered.
And even though maybe people weren't aware of their story, I mean, the trip they took across America on freight trains and no money, and they sort of took the American experience and the American musical experience and put it on stage for people.
Yet the Maddox Brothers and Rose have never been inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. For NPR News, I'm Paul Brown.
Emmylou Harris has more to say about the Maddox Brothers and Rose at npr.org. Next week, two cultures come together in the accordion.